Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Dalad Simon Vav. We're talking about the halachas of Kol. We left off with what is the halachic status of relatives where a person does not have a yitzhara for them. So the assumption in the poskim that those cases are permitted. The Kal Vachomer goes like this: that we make a Kal Vachomer if a father is permitted to touch a daughter, hug a daughter, kiss a daughter. And we're not concerned about the yetzer for arayas because that's been removed to the point that they are allowed to do physical touch. So for sure, one is allowed to listen to her voice, which is a lesser level of iser. So a father is permitted to be biyichud with the daughter, and kol is considered a lesser level of iser than yichud. So based on both of these kabbalchamers, we know that there's no problem of a father hearing the sound of his daughter or mother, his son hearing the voice of his mother singing. It's not problematic. A brother with a sister, the multiple person discuss this as well, and they point out that even though there is the clear in halacha, it's discouraged brothers hugging sisters. Kissing sisters is a very strong language of the Rambam. That's a davar mechuyer, and it's a maisa which tipshim do, etc. And it's a person is doing something wrong, but it's not a regular iser. The language of the Rambam lends itself to indicate that it's not a full fledged iser, and that's why. And this is pointed out by the Prisha and others, that there isn't a full-fledged iser for a brother to hug a sister. So kol, which is a step down from that level of concern, would be mutter. A brother is allowed to be in a state of yichud with a sister, just they can't live together b'kviyas. But for a period of time, just a short period of time, they can be b'yichud together. So therefore, we have a kabbal chomer that they're permitted to hear the voice of their sister singing. They can hear their sister singing. So the exceptions now we have for the Isser of Kol Isha are a penuya, which Mishaburik puts a caveat, means a penuya, a woman who's single but under the age of 11 years old. And even that, the person can point out, it really depends on the physical development of the girl. Girls is more developed might be need even before the age of 11. Number one. Number two, the close relatives where we do not have a concern for yichud and or chibuk and nishuk, hugging and kissing, so therefore hearing them sing is permitted as well. Now this is not talking about during Kriya Shema, in other words during Divrei Kedusha, etc. This is referring to the general issur of hearing Kol Isha. So that there's an issue of hearing Kol Isha, which is an erva issue, independent of the issue of hearing Kol Isha during Divrei Kedusha and Tefillah, Divrei Torah and Tefillah. What about regards to these voices, these singing become permitted in a situation where a person wants to learn because it's from a rayas, where the person does not have a taiva towards? Is it going to be mutter, or did when Chazal put, or alternatively, when Chazal put an iser of kol beisha erva, even though, for example, we understand that a father is allowed to, a husband is allowed to see parts of his wife which are normally uncovered, he's not allowed to do that during Kriya Shema, so it's not an erva problem for him in regards to dini erva, but it is a problem in regards to Hilchos Kriya Shema. So we could say the same thing over here, even though it's not an erva problem in regards to hearing her sing, but it is an erva problem in regards to Hilchos Kriya Shema. So we need to clarify that point. And then when we do that, we also have to clarify what's included in this concern. If it's a problem, what is included in the concern of Torah and Tefillah? For example, do Zmiras on Shabbos, is that included in this issue of, is that considered Divrei Torah that would go into this concern, or it's not considered Divrei Torah? All of that needs to be clarified. Beis Hashem, we will do that in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.